Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Friday morning here on 97.3 The Fan. My name is Woodsy. I am so, so happy to be back in the Corona Cave. Clean bill of health. I feel like I'm about 85 to 90%, which is still pretty good. I'm obviously still a little stuffy, but no cough to speak of. Body feels pretty good. Made it through. Nice little short week for me. Do a show Monday, take 3 days off, and then come in and close it out on Friday. I'm like a closer on either a really good team or a really bad team. You know, get a little work, get a save. Next 3 days, either your team gets their ass kicked or they're blowing the other team out and they don't need you. And then I come in today. I mean, it's good work if you can get it. But here's the problem. I don't like not being here. This show has my name on it, and I would rather be here because I don't know what goes on when I'm not here. I do know that my partners, Ben Higgins, Paul Reindel, they're very capable and able-bodied young men, and they were able to hold down the fort. And for that, I really appreciate it, Paul. I know it was a lot of extra work for you. I really appreciate it. It puts my mind at ease when I'm at home dying in my bed. But I do, man. I missed it. I missed being with everybody. I missed being part of the jokes. I missed, you know, creating the jokes. I missed making fun of people. I missed everything. It's not a job you want to miss a lot of time from, dude, because what you fear is that there could be one guy that's like, you know, the show is actually better without him. And I didn't see any of that. Now, not to say that there wasn't any, but I also don't go looking for it like I used to. So it's just good to be back, man. This is where I belong. Talking to you guys every day. I really, really missed you guys, man. This is just not a job you want to miss a lot of time. You know, it's you get up early. Some days there's not jackass to talk about, but you still make it through, and we got each other, and I love that, man. I love this job, and I never, ever take it for granted. So it's good to be back. Ben will be in shortly, getting a much-needed reprieve this morning in the opening break. So he was here every day at 5, huh? You guys cranked it out right at 5, Paulie?
Yeah, he's able to do it.
Nice, nice, good. Well, I really do appreciate it, man. I do. I know you guys had to pull double duty with me gone. Paul, I know you had to step up and do a lot more on-air stuff, so don't you get any ideas. Paul's already sending out air checks to stations across the country. Hey, check out how good I am. You know,
No.
I don't need that.
Just our bosses.
Just our
bosses.
Okay, good, 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 good. But no, man, it feels great to be back. It feels good to get up, you know, get showered, get out of my bed. My wife was great through the whole thing. She really was. She gave me tons of time every day to just lay in bed, which is what I needed, man. I really needed rest That's the thing that only works, that works for me. She's more of the, if she gets the sniffles, she'll go and push through and do workouts and things like that. But then again, you know, she doesn't have to, she doesn't really work next to anybody else, so she's not worried about passing it along. And she doesn't have to, she doesn't really have to be on, you know. You can do stuff on your computer all day if you're not feeling well. Like this gig, you have to be on. You got to be fired up in the morning. So she was great, though. She really did. She's left me alone and said, you know, drink your syrup. Here's a smoothie. And kudos to her. So it was a nice recovery. Obviously, you know, the day before yesterday was a little sketchy. Was a little sketchy getting the coronavirus test. I was a little bit nervous about it. Obviously, it's a big, you know, point of it's just basically 2020 in a nutshell, right? I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine about it. And he goes, dude, it's weird. Like, you can't get sick now without people thinking you have the coronavirus. And I said, that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, we've all made the joke, Paulie. You've been in the grocery store and had to sneeze, you know, and almost broken a rib to hold it back, right?
Yeah, dude, it's terrifying when you're like,
it's terrifying.
Oh, God, I got just a tickle in my throat. I need to cough and kind of clear my throat. I'm like, nope. Like, looking around like I'm about to shoplift or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance, like, you shart because you're holding in a sneeze at a store. Like, all these things have happened, man. So, I mean, I've been in the store and had the tickle and been like, oh God. But man, I'm very, very thankful that, that everything was negative. I'm very, very thankful, because I'll tell you, dude, I did not think it was the coronavirus. I know my body, and I know when I get this crud, I know where it starts. It goes from my nose down to my chest. You do the coughing and it feels like fire, and the snot gets green, not to be too vivid, but the snot gets really green, and you're like, okay, I've got a upper respiratory infection, I've got a cold, whatever. But I was feeling good enough, and like I said yesterday when I called in, you know, it was Ben that suggested, hey, man, you know, in the interest of, you know, actually, it's a great idea, and I was mad at him for about 1 second because I wanted to take a nap. But he was right. He's like, look, dude, in the interest of being a good example, you know, go ahead and get one if you can. And so I immediately was like, man, all right. Damn it. He's always right. He's the sensible one. I thought, okay, no problem. But I'll tell you guys, man, and I don't want to use this as like a soapbox, but I'm telling you, the testing that's going on right now is just not as easy as it should be to get. And that's kind of the concerning thing, man. That concerned me a lot in the fact that I had to essentially lie. I had to embellish my symptoms, you know, to make sure that I could get a test. And, I mean, you think about it, too. I've got a wife that's 9 months pregnant. I mean, we are due in, like, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So once you go in, you know, I got it set up over the phone. The lady was great. You know, she's like, okay, I mean, you're like right there on the edge. And I felt like I was selling her. Like, what do I need to do to put you in this Buick today? What do I need to do to sell you this car? What do I need to do to sell you that I need a coronavirus test? And, you know, I essentially told her, I go, look, I work with another guy. We work, you know, 6 feet apart. I said, but he also has a family. You know, we kind of count on each other. I said, I've been really good throughout this whole thing. I wear masks like crazy. I go to the grocery store, the driving range, a golf course once or twice a week, and that's it, man. I don't go to restaurants. I don't do anything else. I don't go to bars. I haven't been out. I haven't gone to protests. I haven't done anything. Okay, I'm home. And I said, my wife's 9 months pregnant, and even that, she's like, oh, okay, all right, well, work with me here. I was like, okay. I mean, I really had to sell. Really had to sell. So I got it. Drive in, they do the swab down the throat.
So hang on, what's that like? I know about the one, the nasal swab, which sounds awful, where they like scrape your brain or whatever.
Yeah, so as I pull in, Paulie, I've got my mask on, and I drive in, and I think to myself, and I see the ladies walk up in full PPE, man. It's like out of the movie Contagion. And you're a little nervous, man. And there's one lady, and she says to the other one that's about to administer the test, she looks at her and says, he's high risk. And I went, oh, my God. And then I remembered, well, embellished high risk, but high risk indeed. So she comes up, and she's holding the swab. And I'm like, this thing is going to be jammed down my nose. And I was a little bit panicky. I started to sweat. And she goes, we're going to do the throat swab, like strep throat. I go, oh, okay. So I just opened up, and that was it. Okay, thank you. We'll call you if it's positive. You can get your results tomorrow. So I didn't get a phone call. Now, I'll tell you, man, I'll be 100% honest with you. When I got back, and she told me, she goes, so now you are now in quarantine. No gas station, no nothing. You go home and you stay home. So I went home and quarantined myself in my bedroom. Wiped everything down. We cleaned. You know, Hannah stayed far away from me. Bo stayed far away from me. And I just quarantined until yesterday morning when I called in. And it's funny, I got the same girl that I got the day before on the phone. She goes, oh, hey. I was like, oh, hey. And she's like, how'd it go? I'm like, well, great. Now, can you tell me how it went?
Right.
And she said, your results are negative. And I said, oh. But, yeah, man, a little bit of an anxiety-ridden sleep and you know, kind of sitting around the whole day waiting for the results.
So, overall, was it an easy experience to get tested or a difficult experience to get tested? Because it sounded like it was difficult at first, like getting approved or whatever, getting the
getting
appointment.
Getting approved was almost impossible.
But then after that,
it's moronically easy.
Is it – I don't even know. How is it affordable? Are they – are they free?
Oh, that's a great question, Paul, because I haven't paid yet. So they've got my info. I'll be getting a bill at some point. They did not ask me for a debit
card.
This
could be like a $2,000 test.
I mean, it could be. I mean, they could be sending me a bill for $2,000. I have no idea. But I did want to, you know, shout out the people of Scripps for helping me get it done because, you know, it does put everybody's mind at ease. And I don't know, man. I just I really, really can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you and everybody that reached out via Twitter, DM, text, everything else. It was great. But I think the thing that moved me the most was the concern from my co-host, Ben Higgins. And I think, well, Paul put together a little montage that we wanted to play for you guys. It's moving.
I will remember you.
If Woods ends up getting a positive coronavirus test,
will you remember me?
Then I have no idea what's going to happen.
Don't let your life pass you by.
Obviously, then I will have to quarantine.
I will remember you.
Shelly was supposed to go to, I think, Palm Desert next weekend. She'll be so mad that she has to cancel that.
Will you?
Woodsy will just be, basically, he'll be the most despised person in my household.
Don't let your life pass you by.
I was moved to tears. I'm finding it hard to hold back the emotion this morning. With that, we do open phones next. 833-288-0973. And would love to have you guys call in, say hello. I've missed you. And we'll catch up with Ben when he gets in. Let's get traffic. 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.